It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All kinds of treats still headed your way on the show here today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can weigh in with the Wonder Twin on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. God bless me. The slice on Broadway is unbelievable today. The guy who brings it in, whose name I forget, said, try this. It's ricotta cheese, pepperoni, and sausage. It's absolutely incredible. I just tried it. What did you get today?
Joe, it's one of my favorite times of the week when Slice comes and brings the pizza, puts a smile on my face no matter what mood I might be in. I got two pieces of plain pizza today, and I got one of those nice little pepperoni roll type of things.
Yeah, those are.
I like to call them.
They're great.
They're not like an actual pepperoni roll, but they're basically like pepperoni an actual roll, so I guess it is a pepperoni roll.
Yeah, I was just
What's the
about,
best way to put it?
I was just about to say it's a roll with pepperoni in it. How is it not a pepperoni roll?
When I think of a pepperoni roll, I think of one of those like 6-inch pepperoni rolls that
like
you
a,
get and put
full
in the microwave.
Sandwich. Yeah, these are little treats. These are like garlic knots, which they have also, only they're pepperoni rolls. It's a slice of heaven, is a slice on Broadway.
And it's very good.
Oh, man, is it good. All right, we're talking about the trade returns. We're talking about now around the league, the trade deadline, who helped themselves the most and who didn't, and all of that. But let's hit the lines first on my contention that I'm more concerned about the Steelers' defense over the de facto second half of the season than I am the offense. This looks like a real offense with a real quarterback. I'd forgotten what that actually felt like, looked like. Let's go to the lines.
Joe,
do we got?
Here's Seth in Long Island.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, gents. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Joe, that we've got finally an offense that looks like it's going to do something. I mean, it's a small sample size with Russell Wilson. You're going to get into those shootouts in the next 9 games. And I also agree with you in terms of the defense, the fact that people have been running wild actually is very disconcerting. So I like the trade, by the way. I like the Mike Williams trade, although I would have liked D-Hop better for the same cost, right? The same fifth round. But according to what I've heard, there was no interest in the Steelers organization in getting D-Hop. That's kind of puzzling. And one other comment I had for you, gentlemen, is, Najee Harris, you were talking about it earlier in the week, Joe. I really hope that he re-signs with the Steelers. He's a solid citizen. I think he's a good player, and he's getting his chance to show what he's all about because there's not 9-10 guys in the box. So based on the fact that you're going over the top. So
yeah.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
It's amazing what having an actual, NFL scheme can do combined with what you just mentioned, the threat of going over the top. I mean, this has been a Steeler issue on offense since the final 2 years of Ben. I remember Ron and I would talk every day. In the second half of the year, they started 11-0, or the final parts of that season when they fell apart. Is it that Ben can't throw the deep ball anymore, or that they don't want to do it, or, what's the problem? Why can't they at least present the threat of going over the top? Because on a very elemental basis, you force a defense to deploy more resources to the back end when you're a threat to beat them over the top. And maybe that's part of the rationale, bringing in two similarly styled receivers here. Now you got a guy who can beat you over the top on both sides, and maybe even in the slot if you want to include Austin. You know, that's significant for a run game. Fewer resources in the box. Plus, you have an actual offensive scheme. That's helpful. And a better offensive line, certainly than Najee had his first couple years. It all adds up to just a guy who he looks like a different player. And I've been saying since the beginning of the year, it's not about motivation. He's as motivated as any guy I've ever seen on a football field. He's nuts on the field. It's about actually having some space in which to work, finally. All right, let's take a little trip around the league at trade deadline time, or any other headlines you have. Limits, let's take our little trip around the NFL. I like the music. No, I love the music. The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Well, Joe, the DeAndre Hopkins trade obviously made a lot of waves for the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 8 catches for 86 yards and 2 touchdowns on 9 targets in the game against the Bucs. Another game that Kansas City won in overtime. Could that acquisition, in your mind, push the Chiefs over the top again with Xavier Worthy really not having a sophisticated route tree yet and also injuries to other wide receivers?
Of course. Yes, it could. And Travis Kelce has returned to form. You know, the Chiefs are always the team to beat. What's working against them is the simple pursuit of 3 in a row. There have been a lot of great, great football teams, including the 70s Steelers, who couldn't do it. Are they good enough to be the first? I know I said after week one, the season's over, the Chiefs are going to win it again. I was very depressed at that point, Limits. And part of me still feels like that. Like, who's going to go in there and beat him? But as I watch them, like, everybody seems to have a chance. Doesn't it have to happen one time? Burrow did it a couple of years ago. Brady did it there. Just the game the other day. Who were they playing the other night? Why can't I think of
Tampa
the opponent?
Bay.
Tampa Bay. Had two balls. They should have intercepted him twice in the last, like, 40 seconds. And that game might be over. Tampa Bay just would have needed one play and a field goal to win. So I think that Kansas City can be beat. And you know what? The smart money is that they're not going to win the Super Bowl because nobody's ever done it 3 years in a row. They've played a ton of football. Attrition has to set in at some point, right? But then they go out and they get a guy like this.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's depressing in a way. I still think they're going to lose, though.
I do, too. I think it's just destined to happen that they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
And I also think on an individual week-by-week basis, it would be idiotic to bet against Mahomes. I know that doesn't make any sense. I think they're going to lose. I just don't know which game I would pick it. And would I be surprised if they simply won two playoff games? See, here's the thing. If the Chiefs have like a 2 or 3 game lead in the AFC, if they're like, you know, 14-1, then they can do a little bit of load management. Maybe they can break new ground in load management in the NFL. We always see guys sit the last week or play sparingly. What if they did it the final 2 weeks? What if one of those days was Christmas Day against the Steelers? That's the scary part of them being 7-0 is how do they manage the fact that they've played all these extra games compared to everybody else the past couple years, really the past five, six. That's the scary part. Next.
Let's go through some trades that went down, some minor ones. Cam Robinson, a tackle, being traded to the Vikings from Jacksonville. Baron Browning, linebacker for the Broncos, being traded to the Cardinals.
Nobody cares
for a late
about
round
those
pick.
Trades.
And that's why we had to just get past them to get to this one. The Lions have acquired Za'Darius Smith from the Cleveland Browns for a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. So a really good pass rusher who goes to Detroit. And again, it seems like Cleveland just selling off pieces. Amari Cooper, Za'Darius Smith. Are they going full-on rebuild?
They should be. If they're not, and you can thank Jimmy and D. Haslam for the destruction of the Cleveland Browns. Send them your thank you notes.
They'll get my Christmas card this year.
They stink. We saw Jameis Winston, who I actually, you know, like as a backup, but he's just as liable to win a game for the other team as he is for yours. That happened in the span of two throws a couple weeks ago when he threw one right in Kyle Hamilton's hands. That should have ended the game. He even threw it with a little touch, you know, which was nice of him. Perfect throw. Nice and light. And the guy dropped it. Next throw's great. And Cleveland wins the game. And then this past game, he was the worst quarterback in the league this week. He was just god-awful. So you never know quite what you're going to get, but what you're probably going to get the rest of the year is a ton of losses. And you know what? If I'm a Browns fan, that's what I want. Sink to the bottom of the league, start getting some of these draft picks back, and you got to get a quarterback. You got to get a quarterback if you're the Cleveland Browns. That might be the most common phrase used in the last 25 years in the NFL. Man, if you're the Browns, you got to get a quarterback. And it's true again. Next.
And Za'Darius Smith filling in for Aiden Hutchinson at that outside pass rusher spot.
Big.
Detroit's huge to be able to make that addition.
Are they talking about Hutchinson being back for the playoffs?
I think maybe I saw it was the Super Bowl,
like a Rod Woodson scenario.
Yeah, I don't think anything before that, though. I can look into that more, though. Khalil Herbert, running back for the Bears, is acquired by Cincinnati for a seventh-round draft pick. He used to be really good on special teams, but more especially, he's a quick runner. In the passing game, they'd utilize him. Zach Moss is out indefinitely for Cincinnati with a neck injury. Bengals, they buy at the deadline. Do you think that they have it in them? I mean, we did it with our predictions a couple days ago. We had Cincinnati, both you and I, going 9-8, where obviously a Khalil Herbert isn't going to put them over the edge. But do we still believe in the Bengals?
Mildly. I believe in any given week, they can beat you. That's for sure. When you have Joe Burrow at the very top of his game with 20 touchdowns and four picks thrown to the guys he's throwing to, they could beat anybody in the league, but they've put themselves in a horrible position, mostly by losing to the Patriots at home. I can forgive losing in Kansas City. Of course I can. Washington, I can forgive losing to Baltimore in overtime. I can forgive losing to the Eagles, one of the most talented rosters in the league. What I cannot forgive is losing your home opener to the blanking Patriots. Are you kidding me? And now they've put themselves in a situation where there's almost no margin for error. So if you're asking me, do I believe in the Bengals that they're going to make the playoffs? They may sneak in. I mean, the answer is probably a very, very unconfident yes at this point. Look at their schedule limits. The thing they have going for them is that the bottom, the very bottom of the AFC playoff field isn't very good. And they have a big game against the Chargers. Ask me again after that game. They've got at Baltimore tomorrow, at the Chargers, Steelers at Dallas. You know, okay, so you split, which would be great, I would think. Then you're 6-7. Then you're in Tennessee. Nothing's easy in the NFL, but I'll give them that one. 7-7, Cleveland 8-7, Denver 9-7, and then they come here. That's an optimistic read on the Bengals. I don't even know if I answered your question. I don't really believe in them, no, but I do believe that if the playoffs started tomorrow, they'd be really dangerous.
Yeah, I still think they have a realistic possibility to make the playoffs as a wild card, and you get Joe Burrow into the playoffs, anything can happen.
One more.
How about Marshawn Lattimore going to Washington?
Yeah.
Steelers will play him this week, being traded over from New Orleans. It was the biggest trade of trade deadline day for a third-round pick in 25, as well as a fourth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. Jets, or I don't know why CBS Sports says it's the Jets, but the Saints are able to get three picks back for Lattimore. They also gave up a fifth. I think Washington just continues to add on here in terms of players. We saw that report that players want to go to Washington now because of Jaden Daniels. Ownership is different. It seems like there's a completely new vibe around Washington. I'm a little bit fearful that the Steelers are going to lose this game, and I think I'm going to predict them to.
Man, I think Washington is a great story this year. That kid is absolutely electric. And they're sitting here at 7-2. They've got games twice. They play Dallas, Tennessee at home, New Orleans at home, Atlanta at home, Pittsburgh at home. They almost can't help but win 11, right? They're going to wind up with 11 wins. And then what I love is the fact that they're not waiting. I hate when teams wait. You know, like they pretend they're in some sort of building phase. Oh, we're not ready to do that yet. It's the Pirates. We couldn't possibly do that yet. Trade prospects? You're in a year where you're in it. Go do something. They did. None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow, next year. Jaden Daniels could be hurt by next. They have a chance now. He's Paul Skeens. They have a chance to win now. Go capitalize on it. Live for the moment. Live for the present. Go out and get Marshawn Lattimore, for God's sakes. I love that they did that. I love that mentality. It's the NFL. Of course, they could win the Super Bowl this season. They just helped their cause. They have a star quarterback. Go do it. Now, I hope the Steelers do well against them this week. But big picture, Commanders, I absolutely love what they're doing. And long term, I think I'm going to pick them as my team in the NFC playoffs.
Win the NFC?
No, the team I'm rooting for. I love their mentality that they did this. I can't tell you how much I love it.
I'll give you two more quick ones.
Please, limits.
Beanie Bishop, the two interception balls that he got intercepted on Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
have been signed. The footballs will return today. There's a picture of Beanie Bishop going around on social media holding both signed balls.
Did it say, congratulations, Beanie, and then in parentheses, Mike Williams ran the wrong route? Love,
no.
Aaron?
No, all it says is Aaron Rodgers' signature with an 8 on it.
And nice.
Fox's PR team has come out and said that the Ohio State-Penn State game got 9.94 million viewers. It is the most watched college football game this season on Fox.
If only they had a chance to watch Ty Warren at the goal line.
Only if.
Thank you, Limits.
You're quite welcome.
Coming up, Jerry Dulac has a very, very interesting.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.